You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Today, this is going to be a very brief show, probably definitely less than 30 minutes, because we were shooting some videos that I was involved with, and that really ate into my prep time, so I didn't have, unfortunately, not enough time to prep. I do want to hit one story, though, that has been in the news in the past. I've talked about it at least several times, and we have a development. And that's the National Security Agency. And for those that are unfamiliar with what the National Security Agency does, they spy, not like the Central Intelligence Agency. They're spying on getting communications intelligence. And communications intelligence can involve, obviously, telephone calls, messages that you send by telegram, for example, or anything you text, your emails. And from that spying or interception of those messages, some of those messages are going to be encrypted. In other words, they're coded. So the National Security Agency also has responsibility for securing the United States, primarily military intelligence. So that's, and it employs, for example, the most mathematicians probably in the world, definitely the United States, to decrypt as well as come up with codes for our own communications. That's primarily what they're about. It's the interception of electronic communications, and primarily either through the telephone networks or exchanges, as well as fiber optic, which is increasingly used, as well as radio communications, radar signals, satellite signals. It spans the whole spectrum, and they have by far the largest budget, many times the Central Intelligence Agency. And the Central Intelligence Agency, which is primarily spies on other nations, gets a large percentage of its own intelligence from the National Security Agency. Up until about 25, 30 years ago, most Americans, if you mentioned NSA or National Security Agency, knew absolutely nothing about it. And that's, I think, even still true, even though the NSA has been in the news extensively, primarily due to a number of whistleblowers, the very latest being Edward Snowden, that worked for the NSA in Hawaii. He was working for a company called Booz Allen Hamilton, and as a contractor, and they had a contract with the National Security Agency. He fled the country, and he has given a number of newspapers, including the Washington Post, as well as the Guardian in England, a number of PowerPoint slides. And as a result of the release of not all these presentations are over 40 slides, only about 8 of those slides have been released by the press, and they dealt with a program called PRISM. Now, what PRISM, these slides confirm, is that for a number of years, I would say probably starting in 2002, 2003 time frame, but increasingly more and more information was being intercepted. And really, any communication that goes over, again, the telephone exchanges as well as the fiber optic cables, in other words, anything over the internet, they were intercepting and storing that information, collecting it, first intercepting, then collecting it wholesale. It's called bulk collection, and then storing it. And now they have a new data center in Bluffdale, Utah, that's storing this information. What is the information that they're getting? All your telephone conversations, all your emails, all your text messages, any photographs you've posted or shared over the internet. All your financial transactions, for example, using credit cards or your banks, you know, payments you've made over the internet, any videos, podcast. The way I like to say it, they have the whole thing. Now, does that mean they have the budget and the people to listen to that? The answer is obviously no. But just the United States today has over 318 million people. The population of the world is over 7 million. And their goal is to collect all communications of everyone on this planet. That's going to take a lot of storage. And that's mind-boggling for most people. I don't understand how they do it. But they're doing it. And what's leaking out and what the update is more additional information that's confirming that they have the tools to get at the information. The point I've made in the past shows, assume anything you communicate, either over the phone or over the internet, these fiber optic cables, the National Security Agency has. For example, this podcast is going over the internet. The National Security Agency will have a copy of it. And when I post it to my blog, as well as post the actual show to Podomatic, they will have a copy of it. I mentioned my blog. For those that are new listeners, the way most of my listeners listen to this show is go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. And if you do that, you'll have at the very top, you'll have links to the most recent shows. And at the very bottom of the page, you'll have my complete portfolio, so you can listen to any show. What most people that are listening to the show, they go to a search engine such as Google, put in some information, and lo and behold, they find there's a show dealing with the subject. Today, what I'm dealing with is the news story that was in the Washington Post today about the National Security Agency's program called Mystic. Yes, Mystic. And the logo for that, I have an image, is of a wizard holding a cell phone and apparently listening. Now, what the news story was saying is they have the capability to listen to every telephone conversation for a country. And they have the tools to go in to listen to those conversations. So it is confirming what we already know about PRISM. This is a little bit more information that's leaked out. The point is, when you build these large data centers such as Bluffdale, which has hard drive after hard drive after hard drive in these large racks, because literally every second they're getting billions of documents in digital form. It could be an audio file, it could be a video file, it could be your email file. But if you share that information over the internet, or you converse with someone either by cell phone or landline or using Skype, your conversation has been intercepted and is recorded and stored and collected. Now, the National Security Agency will say, well, we really haven't intercepted anything. Yeah, we bulk collect this, but we don't listen. We're not listening to your phone conversations. We're not looking at your videos or listening to your podcast. We're not, you know, trust us, we're not doing it. They are collecting it, though. And what this confirms is, which I have no doubt, they have the capability to go back and listen to past conversations. Now, they will not comment about this capability. And see why I have very mixed emotions about this. The United States government, as well as the people of the United States, depend upon the National Security Agency to spy on other nations, in particular targets, what they call as a target, an enemy, a threat, a potential or existing threat to the United States as well as the people of America. I want them to do their job. I hope that they succeed in doing their job. But the issue and the where I draw the line and where everyone is upset, especially if you're an American, is the fact that they're collecting information on literally hundreds of millions of Americans that are totally innocent, law-abiding Americans. They're not a threat to the United States. But because they're doing bulk collection, that all that information is going to be stored. Now, I need to review this just for a second. I've said this on past shows. One of the reactions is of an American finding this out is, well, I'm just a law-abiding American. I have nothing to hide. You probably have heard that before. I have nothing to hide. I'm not a criminal. I'm not a spy. I'm not a terrorist. I'm not an enemy of the United States. Feel free. Knock yourself out. Read my email. Listen to my show. You see, I'm trying to get people to listen to my show. The more people that listen to the show, the more successful I am. And the same thing with my videos. So I'm in the public, but I want to be in the public. However, and there's a big but here, I also have information that I consider private information. In other words, it's my business, not the government's business, my business. An example is every month I pay several bills over the internet. I'm sure you do too. At one time, I would have mailed a letter with a check in it. I don't do that anymore. I pay bills over the internet. Not all my bills, but the big ones. They also have any financial transaction. If you use a credit card, they're going to have that information. You're going to have your bank statements, as well as the transactions that I engage with, primarily business transactions. The way to think of it, all your information they have. Now, let me answer that question. Why should you care? Let's say you're law-abiding, which the overwhelming majority of that information that the National Security Agency is collecting, the NSA is collecting and storing on these hard drives, in terms of the National Security Agency's primary mission, is, in essence, totally worthless. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time storing it. They know it. I know it. I think anyone with common sense knows it. But here's the problem, and it's a big problem. Let's say 10 years from now or 20 years from now, we get a president elected in office that's, I use the word, unscrupulous. He lacks character. No one trusts him. And he wants to go after his political enemies. He has an enemies list. And he appoints people not only to the NSA, but to the FBI and various federal law enforcement agencies, various federal agencies, that if the president says, we need to shut up, for example, myself. I've been highly critical of both President Obama as well as George Bush. But if we have an unscrupulous president, he could say, we need to shut up this guy with the prompt pop show. What can we dig up? Let's go back into that NSA database and see what dirt or embarrassing things that we can come up with. It doesn't have to be criminal. It's just something embarrassing. And I want you to think about that. Let that rattle in your brain a while. I bet there's at least one, if not more, things that you've done in your life. Maybe not criminal, but very, very embarrassing. You do not want this to be publicly known. You might have had a drinking problem, or you did a lot of gambling, or you were arrested for smoking pot when you were a teenager in college, or you're having affairs with women. So use your imagination, something that you really do not want the general public to know, probably don't even want many, if not most, of the people in your family to know, your relatives. Yet, the government has the capability to go back and find that information and build what's called a dossier on you. At that point, you become what they call a target, and you are enrolled in or put on a watch list. Now, legally, the National Security Agency, if they did that, they would be committing a crime. But how are they going to be caught? And if anyone even challenged them on, they say, listen, the president wanted us to get information on this individual. Now, it's not going to be the president calling him up. It could be the Secret Service. It could be the FBI. But again, instigated by the powers that be, starting with the White House. So, yes, you might be totally innocent, law-abiding, but if for any reason they need to, and that the word they use is leverage, they need to get leverage on you. That's a fancy name for blackmail. What can we dig up to shut them up, to keep this guy quiet? And that's how they would go about it, even though by doing it, they're committing crimes. So what they do is they build a dossier. You become a designated target. This guy is an extremist. He wants to balance the budget. That's a joke, folks. What they really want is to shut him up. They'll find some excuse to justify opening a dossier or folder on you. And then what are they going to do? They're going to go back. They have all this information. Remember, we're not talking paper files. Get that out of your head. All of this has been digitized. It's digital. This is the digital age. It's zeros and ones. Whether it's an audio file or a Photoshop file, photograph, video, it's zeros and ones, and that enables the government to gather all this information. Now, it costs money. We're talking tens of billions of dollars. This is not inexpensive to do. These data centers are huge, and they got to be maintained. They use a lot of electricity because these servers, these racks of servers, think of it as a hard drive, but multiply it by many, by millions. And they store a lot of data, every one of them. And it's continually growing. But because of compression technologies where the files can be compressed in size, there are things that they can do to minimize the storage space of all the information. Now, a lot of the information is just text files. Text files don't take up much file space. What really takes up a lot of space are video files as well as audio files. Think of YouTube, and then think of all the videos that are out there on competitors to YouTube as well as on other websites. They have all those videos. They have all those photographs. Now, what do they need to do? Okay, they use my name or your name, and they're going to search all those hard drives to get the information that pertains to me. Just a small example. I'm going to use this show as an example. I've already posted on Pronk Pops my notes for this show. There's not many, and I've given you some background videos, and I've given you information from the story. You see, under the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution, they have to go to a federal court and get a warrant that specifies why they need the information on me. They're not doing that. They are not doing that. That's why Senator Rand Paul instigated this class action suit that was filed several weeks ago. This is illegal. What they've done is illegal. They will not admit that they're committing crimes, but they are. They have sworn an oath to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States, including the military general, the four-star Keith Alexander, that's in charge of it. And under the Fourth Amendment, you need to get a specific search warrant and go to a court and make the case that there's reasonable suspicion that you're engaged in activity that you shouldn't be. It could be criminal activity. It could be spying. They're not doing that. There's not enough lawyers in Washington to do that. But what they are doing is gathering up all this information. So take the example, 10 years from now, 20 years ago from now, for whatever reason, I could become a target. And at that point, they need the capabilities. They need tools such as this. It's called retro, for retrospective retrieval. They can go back. Now, what the story is saying, they can only hold about 30 days. Don't believe this. This story, as far as I'm concerned, is a disinformation story that the Washington Post has published. And the National Security Agency, to give it credit, we can't comment on any of the details. And I don't want them to comment on the details. I fully expect, though, it's not 30 days. It's forever, folks. It's forever. Anything you've really in about the last 7 years, they got. They have it. Now, does it mean a human being has looked at it or listened to it? Probably not. Probably not. Now, if you're one of the bad guys, a terrorist or someone or a spy for another nation or the military agents of another nation that are trying to get information, for example, on weapon systems in the United States and need to communicate back and forth from their people in the field, and the field being the United States. Yeah, the National Security Agency needs to target those people. The problem is, and it's a big problem, everybody in the United States, really everybody in the world, is being spied on. And it's not just the National Security Agency that does this, but it's the National Security Agency that is really setting the bar in terms of what information or communication messages they can collect. Most countries simply don't have the money, the resources to do this. Very few. I would say no nation does, with the exceptions of the United States. Now, it doesn't mean other nations don't spy on us. They definitely do. But when you have limited resources, what do these other nations do that are spying on us today? They target people. They are very, very discriminating and selective. And they put people on their equivalent of a watch list. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, is this leads to a tyranny. This is a violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. Read the Fourth Amendment, because this is what's being violated, and this is the subject of this lawsuit. And we're being lied to about this. That's the other thing. Because if Edward Snowden had not released that slide presentation, most people would say, yeah, they probably could do it, but we have no information confirming it they're doing it. And now what we have in this news story today is a little bit peak, or spreading of the kimono, if you will, as to this program. It's called Mystic, and one of the tools they have is to listen to recent phone calls for the last 30 days. Now, again, are they going to listen to they're saying they can do it, they can record all the telephone conversations for a country. I take that as face value. Let's say they can. Does that mean they have the capability to listen to all of them? No, because most of it is a total waste of time. So what the National Security Agency has to do is narrow that down rather quickly. But the point I'm trying to make is when they collect it and store it, it's there. It is there, folks. And once it's there, they can hold that as long as they have. They're going to need more and more hard drives, but the cost of storing that information has gone down, down, and down. For example, today you could get a 2-terabyte portable, 2-terabyte portable hard drive for about $125. At one time, that would be unheard of. And that can carry tons of information, both video and audio. But you can go to your local computer store and buy that today. And by the fall, it's 4. And I'm talking portable. This doesn't have to be portable. If you don't need that portability, you could get a lot more storage capability. It's the portability means they have to make it smaller and lighter. An individual can go to any computer store, for example, in Dallas, and buy for about $125 plus tax, get a portable hard drive that can store 2 terabytes. That's a lot of information. That's all my emails. That's all my videos. That's all my phone calls, probably for the rest of my life. The key is you got to get at that information, and you got to build a dossier. That's the challenge, and it is a challenge. And what we've gotten in this news report is information that they do have those tools. I think we're really only hearing part of the story. The point is, this tool can be used on anybody. Now, they have limited resources, limited time. They are going to go after the targets, the people on the watch list. The danger, ladies and gentlemen, is because they're getting the information on everybody, every American, you, at some future date, could become a target and could be on that watch list, which means they'll build a dossier and look for information that could either embarrass you or maybe is criminal in nature, and then go after you. This is a secret surveillance state. It is secret because you don't know about it. And if it wasn't for the whistleblower or leaker, Edward Snowden, this wouldn't be in the news. The NSA, like I said, for decades, the NSA was seldom, if ever, in the news. Most people did not know what the NSA was. So I wanted to at least bring you up to date that we're getting a little more additional information on the capabilities of the National Security Agency. Now, Edward Snowden, he's in Russia right now because the United States pulled his passport, so he's stuck in Russia. He's considered he's on the run. The government wants to arrest him. He's not been convicted of anything. But they have filed charges against him, and if he came back to the United States, he would be arrested. And he went to most countries, he could be arrested and extradited to the United States, or he could be killed. So his life is in danger, and today he's probably in the safest place he could be, is Russia. But he didn't want to. He was traveling through Russia when they pulled his passport, and then he was stuck in the terminal for several weeks until the Russian government gave him temporary asylum there. But he is giving, through satellites, some a TED conference. He already did it last week at the South by Southwest conference, again, via satellite, and he's also giving a presentation at TED. Now, he's not at TED because it's in the United States, but it's, again, through satellite communication. We're going to be hearing more about the National Security Agency. We're going to be hearing more about Edward Snowden and more about the lawsuit that Senator Rand Paul has filed. But you need to be concerned. You should be outraged about this. Outraged. There are many Americans, though, their reaction is, so what? I'm just a law-abiding guy. I'm not political at all. Why should I care? You should care because it's violating your constitutional rights, that your privacy cannot be invaded without a specifically issued warrant by a court that is not given unless a law enforcement agency has the information that you're engaged in criminal activity. So this is sort of an update story. We're going to hear a lot more of it, and I wanted you to at least have some background to some context of why you need to be concerned. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Thank you for listening.